I couldn't possibly let this news story pass up this week because you know what I'm like with my fish. But this is a lovely story about the sharks of the world. Now, with such a huge blue ocean to wander around, how exactly do these marine predators like sharks find their next meal? Well, it turns out that instead of randomly swimming around waiting to sniff something, which they can admittedly from quite a long way away, sharks and other marine hunters actually move around according to a particular set of rules that mean they're much more likely to bump into something to eat. And it's a similar thing that shoppers will do in supermarkets. Strangely enough, us humans do this too. Now, for a while...
So women at the meat counter do circle like sharks, because it's said that they do that just before discount time.
I think you're right. You're right, that's it. But basically, ecologists have studied the hunting behaviour in various animals before, including things like spider monkeys, and they've shown that they use something called a levee walk. Now, there's a rather involved mathematical explanation of what that is, but essentially, it means that the animal or person or shopper undergoes a lot of short-distant journeys interspersed with fewer longer-distant journeys. And that this is a much better way of finding rare prey, or meat, or pasta, whatever it is in your shops, that's scattered around in clumps across large areas of ocean or supermarket. Now, fishing vessels do this sort of thing as well, and like I say, people in supermarkets have been watched, and also in other kind of shopping scenarios. And it now seems that the open ocean species do the same thing. David Sims from the Plymouth Marine Laboratory here in the UK has led an international team of researchers who collected and analysed lots and lots of diving data from tags that they stuck on 31 different marine creatures, and that included sharks, cod, sea turtles and penguins. And what they found was that 5 out of the 7 different species they tagged performed these levee walks. They did lots of shorter dives, interspersed with some occasional much longer dives. And they also created a virtual ocean, which is a rather lovely idea, on a computer, and showed that these animals are much more likely to encounter prey by doing this kind of diving than if they were sort of simply wandering around randomly.
Why does it work, Helen? Why do they encounter more prey that way?
I think it's something to do with, it's sort of you, if you think about it in the supermarket setting, if you say you're looking for a certain product, you'll look quite carefully in one area, and if it's not there, you don't just look next door, you think, all right, I'll try the next aisle. So you go over there and have a good look there. And if it's not there, you try somewhere else. So it's I think it's a combination of spreading yourself around a large area, but then also looking quite carefully in those different areas that you get to, just in case, because you know, you're not just going to stumble across it. You have to make sure if it's in that particular area, which is kind of like a cluster of jellyfish for a, you know, for sea turtles, or, you know, food for sharks, that kind of thing. They tend to cluster together, but with lots of space in between them.
And the fact that all these different animals do this, does this mean it's sort of genetic? It's hardwired into them to behave like that because they all do it and they're not that related?
I think it basically shows that this is a very good solution to this particular problem that lots of different types of animals face, including us people. So it really must be a very effective way of finding this kind of food. And the nice thing is, it seems this kind of research might help us do other things, like programming robots to select samples in inaccessible parts of volcanoes, perhaps, or even on other planets. And it might even help us understand things like how our ancient ancestors went off and explored and colonised distant shores.
I suppose it might also help if we build a robot that could do our shopping for us. But there you are.
Maybe.
I live in hope. I've got sort of one of those, and she's called my wife.
Oh dear, oh dear. I don't think we
I'm very grateful to her for that.